Welcome to EAA Radio on this beautiful afternoon. It's 12:05, and I'm Wireless Mike, and today as my co-host I have Piper. Welcome, Piper.
Thank you for having me.
And we are joined today, our guests are Doc Glover from NORAD and Craig Babbitt from Sea and Void. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And what is Sea and Void? I mean, everybody's heard of NORAD. They kind of at least have heard of it, but maybe not everybody's heard of Sea and Void. So what is Sea and Void?
Sea and Void.org is a Air Force required program dictated for the Air National Guard and Air Force Reserves. It's our mid-air collision avoidance program. It's an online site that's actually being sponsored and operated by the FAA. So it actually has all the military training airspace as our training route. So we're trying to get it out to the general aviation VFR pilots to be able to use that tool before they go step to go fly, so they don't have a close encounter of a fast-moving kind.
Now, you used the term training routes that maybe not all pilots know what a training route is. Can you explain what a training route is to us?
The training routes are pre-approved positions on, across the United States that the military pilots can file, and it's usually a VFR flight following for the military guys. They're usually on your sectionals. They're listed as SR, VR, or IR routes. These will be outside of the MOAs, so our guys will be flying on those just like civilian airplanes, looking for points on the ground, realizing that our fighter planes fly just a tad bit faster. So, but that is part of our training for combat operations. Guys will be using that for low-level routes for C-130s that do airdrop missions. So we want to make sure that the general aviation is aware that military planes just don't stay in the special use airspace, that we have these routes that are on all your sectionals, and we want to make sure that you know how to find that information and who to contact to find out if anybody's going to be using that. So we don't want to have a formation of F-16s buzzing by a couple of Cessnas that weren't aware that they were on that route. So
now, what are the altitudes for these routes?
They can fluctuate. The VFR routes can go from 500 feet AGL up to 1500 feet for the slow routes. Some of them can go up to 5000 feet. The IR routes can actually go up to 12000 feet. So those things will be filed. They have to be put on a flight plan. We just want to make sure that the general aviation is aware of where they're located on their maps and is, you know, would not follow those lines specifically.
So now those routes are actually on your VFR sectional?
That is affirmative. They're really hard to find, and all you'll see is IR, SR, and the number for it. So there is not a whole lot of information to find out besides that.
And that's why you have
seeandavoid.org.
Okay. And if I go to Sea and Void and I'm going to go for a little flight today and I want to find out, you know, what airspace I might be encountering some military aircraft on, can I put in my flight plan into there, or do I just look to see what the active routes are?
What you can do is it'll have a color coding. So if you see red, it usually means that airspace is being currently active and managed by the FAA. It could be, you know, restricted areas or MOAs. So there's going to be some kind of training going on. Blue ones mean they're cold. The big things we want you to do is be able to get onto that webpage, take a look, click on it, find out which controlling agency has it, call and find out. Normally, the big outreach is for our cross-country general aviation. They usually, we do go out to the local FBOs and regional airports and provide information, which is so you'll see the local military traffic. It's those that could be coming in and transiting from cross-countries is where we kind of see issues where guys don't know what is there and what's being operated. So that's our big push, is to get that information out.
So have you had a lot of close calls?
There's been a few. Normally it's the VFR guys that don't squawk, don't talk, and just believe they can see and avoid visually. And after flying like yourself commercially with a TCAS system and seeing all the commercial or civilian aircraft and trying to find them, even knowing they're there, I've had a difficult time just, you know, doing traffic pattern work. So this is another tool that we're trying to at least make sure that the guys are aware of and who to talk to if they need to get through there in case of an emergency or something.
And when you guys are flying those military routes, are you looking at TCAS and things like that?
That's going to vary depending on the type of aircraft. I think most of the heavy aircraft, if they are scheduled to have it, if they don't already have it, I don't think the single-seaters do, unfortunately. And of course, they have the faster closure range. So it is an ongoing program that we're trying to keep updated. And again, we're just trying to make sure that we don't have any more close encounters.
Yeah, and the problem with TCAS is it only works if the other airplane has the a transponder in it.
On the website, do you guys have times that they are going to be used?
Yep. And then that's for the special use airspace specifically. Yeah, the blues mean it's currently cold. A yellow is pending, and it can be, I've seen it within 6 hours, and then it'll usually turn red within a 3-hour window. But on there, it does have the frequency of the controlling agencies, ATCs, the centers. So we definitely encourage guys to write that frequency or the vehicle or the frequencies down and contact when you're airborne.
I know with weather that you can look ahead. Can you do that on the website?
Yes. Like I said, it's near real time. I think for us to use it, you have to put in the request 24 hours in advance. So assuming that you haven't doing a multi-leg sortie, you should be able to take a look at that in any base hops.
And now let's switch topics here to like temporary flight restrictions. I understand that's not actually on the See and Avoid website.
That is correct.
So I believe that's why we have Doc Glover here from NORAD. Now, everybody's heard of NORAD, but not necessarily everybody knows what you guys do. What do you do in NORAD?
Well, what I do is I do post-analysis of all the TFR violators that we have. I look at what they've done, where they flew, what the possible reasons for violating an airspace, and we try to go back and fix that. And one of the ways we do that is through the NORAD Civil Aviation Education Training Program, which is the reason that we're here. We're out to talk to all the general aviation pilots we can and tell them, you know, it's very important they do their flight planning. They do pre-flight planning. They chair flight to flight, file the flight plan, talk with ATC, and squawk the squawk.
So what would you say the number one reason that people actually enter a TFR would be?
Well, the reason is that they don't do any pre-flight. They don't check out to see if the NOTAMs are active. They don't see if the TFRs are active. And what we found is our data has showed us that 90% of all the TFR violators are general aviation pilots. So that's why we get out and do this outreach.
And are most of those general aviation pilots on any kind of flight following?
They are not. And that's the issue.
And what is the advantage of being with a flight following, even if you're flying VFR?
Well, if you're flying VFR and you're on flight follow, you're going to get the latest information. For example, if a wildfire TFR pops up, you're going to get that information right away that may occur after you took off.
And so air traffic control won't allow you to fly into that space if you have flight following.
That's correct.
And so it's especially important that, there's lots of tools out there from the air traffic control system that the pilots should try and utilize them and stay out of trouble. I'm assuming that's the same thing with any IFR pilot. They'll get the same kind of information?
They'll get the same kind of information. That's correct.
And what kind of resources do you have on, is there a NORAD website that has some of this information?
There is a NORAD website. It's NORAD, www.norad.mil. But what we recommend is to go out to the FAA website. That's tfr.faa.gov. And you'll get all the active TFRs. You'll get pictures of the TFRs and locations, et cetera.
And is that a graphical representation?
It's graphical because that's what we like is pictures.
Yeah, it makes it simple.
That's right.
What are you saying about us pilots here?
What are some of the main reasons that people get violations?
Well, one of the main reasons is they don't do the research that they should do prior to taking off. And that's what we recommend. Go out there, look at the TFRs, call 1-800-WEATHER for your pre-flight and get all the information you can prior to taking off. And on your return leg, sometimes things change. Make sure you double-check that information prior to returning.
And unfortunately, we're running a little bit short on time, but we do appreciate that you gentlemen came in and joined us today. Again, we were joined by Doc Glover from NORAD and Craig Babbitt from See and Avoid. So please do your flight planning and stay out of trouble. And these guys would be a lot happier not to talk to you, I'm sure.
So that's correct.
You've been listening to EAA Radio, and we'll be back after this short break.